Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right, so now we're going to go into an interesting story that's been in the news recently about 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson.
Queens get the money.
Are you from Queens?
From Queens. Brooklyn okay. And Queens, but I claim Queens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 50. Yeah, 50 Cent. We like 50 Cent. He's mm-hmm. I think he's more entertaining as an entertainer absolutely. At this point than a rapper.
Absolutely.
He's hilarious. He's actually hilarious.
He's actually really fucking funny.
We've been rapping for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, Get Rich or Die Trying, classic. Even before that, yeah. The mixtape era.
Mixtape era killed
changed the game.
He changed the game with the mixtape era.
So he brought a house. He brought Mike Tyson's house uh-huh. in 2000.
Can we even call it a house? We gotta call it a state.
That's a. I don't even know if you can call it a state. That's a compound.
Yeah. Okay. That's bad. There we go.
That's a compound.
I think it's the biggest. A state compound house on the East Coast.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
It has 50 bedrooms and 19 bathrooms.
It's crazy.
And it's 50,000 square feet. Fitting.
50,000. So and the address was, I think.
50-something drive.
50-something drive.
So it's ironic.
It works.
So he brought it in 2003 for Mike Tyson's ex-wife for $4.1 million. Mm-hmm. And he turned it into... Oh man!
It was like a Playboy Mansion times 10.
Yes, right? he put a stripper pole,
club, studio,
a grothel.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, he had a cathedral atrium in there. This it was ridiculous. 2 basketball courts, a studio, like you said, a club. It was called club.
It was right at the tip of my head.
Club 50, I think.
No. Something else.
It's all right. It was a club.
It was a club.
Yeah, and the sound system cost $100,000. Yeah.
He went in.
He put $6 million into it.
Yeah.
In addition from the $4 million that he actually paid for it. So right. He's $10
million
total.
$10 million.
And he realizes that I don't really want the house anymore. But the interesting thing about the house is that it's in Connecticut.
Yeah, Farmington, Connecticut.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In like a middle class neighborhood.
Right? Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like 5 times bigger than any other house in the neighborhood.
It's bigger than most hotels.
It's bigger than... 5 times bigger than probably any house on the East Coast. Yeah.
So now he decides he wants to sell it. I think it's been on the market for like 10 years.
12 years.
2007, he decides to sell it. He lists it for $18.5 million.
Yeah.
Try again. No, then nobody's buying it for $18.5 million. So he just recently sold it for $2
million? Yeah, $2.9.
$2.9 million. Yeah. Man. So that's like a 79% loss.
The headline was like 84%
loss. From the asking price. From the asking price. And like a 79% from total what he's all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so crazy because it's like, A, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if you really think about it, especially in our area, $2.9 million is not a lot of money.
Yeah.
For 50 bedrooms and 19 bathrooms.
When you really think about it.
When you really think about it, that's obtainable. Like,
it's not too far-fetched.
No, it's not. It's
you really got 6-bedroom homes going for that price.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy that it costs that much. And then it's also crazy that it depreciated that much. So, like, what's the takeaway here? Like,
oh, man, there's so many takeaways with this story, good and bad.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know, the first thing that stands out in my head being in the business is over-improving a house for a neighborhood, right? You know, I do a lot of renovation loans. So what I try to tell people is don't create the white elephant in your neighborhood because you'll never get that money back. You'll actually lose. And I think this is a prime example of having that white elephant.
Yeah.
And over-improving.
You want to get a story on the white elephant? Like,
Yeah.
So like the white elephant really, it was a gift that was given to a king or somebody of that stature or emperor. And it was a beautiful gift because it was rare. You could never find these things, right? But after he got it, he realized all the burdens that came along with it. What do you feed this thing? How do we make sure that it stays healthy?
Yeah.
And it just becomes something that is there that has no use.
Yeah.
So they say white elephant in real estate, that's what they're talking about. Like, I remember in Rio, when they built the Summer Olympics, they were building all these stadiums. And it was like, what are we going to do after the Olympics leaves? We have a bunch of white elephants, all these stadiums, all this infrastructure. Nothing to use it for, right? Greece, another example.
And that's kind of what happened in this situation, right? So that's the biggest takeaway that I got off of it being in the business is just don't overimprove the house because like, you never know what the market is going to do. You know, when he made that $6 million investment of renovating the home, it probably was a great idea at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you purchase that type of home and you put in that type of money, no one at that time was really, if you was not in the market, you know, on Wall Street and really paying attention on the back end, which I'm not even going to get into, it's too complicated, but if you wasn't paying attention, you really didn't know. So at that time, it probably was a great idea, but time told that it wasn't a great idea. So that's one of the major things that I got out of it, that he took such a big loss that we see. But on paper, when it comes to tax strategies and everything like that, listen, 50 is smart.
Yeah.
You know, he donated the proceeds to charity, tax strategy, right?
Right.
Along with helping and doing what he has to do. So I'm sure over the last 12 years, he's been able to write off a lot of these losses and will continue to probably write off.
He wasn't even living at the residence.
Yeah.
And one of the things he was trying to do was make it part of his G-Unit Foundation where kids could go as a summer camp retreat.
Uh-huh.
And I think like off camera, we were talking about like, oh, so he probably didn't even buy this, ask Curtis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jackson.
Oh, definitely probably not. Right. Yeah. It probably was in one of his many businesses names.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when you see these headlines, right? It's eye popping.
Right.
You know, 84% loss. But do we really know how much he really lost, or did he really lose in this entire deal where you break down from a tax perspective too? But the one thing is for sure, he overinvested into the property. And there's no denying that, right? You know, you purchased it for 4.1, you put in six, you sold it for 2.9. You lost. Yeah. You took an L when it comes to that. But on paper, he probably didn't take as big of an L that the headlines and the papers are making it out to.
And you got to keep it classy, too. It's like it's like putting rims on a Rolls Royce. Like,
Something's just
you put a stripper. You can't put a stripper pole in Connecticut. I don't think there's too many people.
Listen, I'm not even going to argue with a stripper pole. You know, when you're in his lifestyle and his business.
No. You know, it's good for him, but if you ever thought about reselling
it. But that's you know, again, when you're renovating your home, you got to be careful of what you're putting in there, because your taste may not be my taste.
Next, you got to think the person that's going to buy it next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you always got to be thinking about that resell. And maybe that's something that he never thought that he would ever sell the property. He probably thought he would always keep it, right?
When he was putting those murals up of himself.
When he was putting the murals up, doing anything that he did to the property, he probably never thought, like, I'm going to sell this in 10 years or 12 years. Probably thought it was going to be his compound forever, but, you know, life changes, right? And that's the most important thing about real estate is you never know. You know, life moves in whatever direction it needs to move in. The market doesn't care about your stripper poles.
No, I don't. They really don't care.
The person who bought the compound, he said that he's going to invest money to, again, renovate it too, right?
Yeah. So I read that this morning, that he's going to invest millions of dollars into the property. So for me, this is an interesting
story. Just keep going.
This is like a never-ending story, I think, that we're going to be speaking about for years to come, because who knows what type of foolery that he's going to do in the house.
And yeah, it's that. There's something about that house, because before Mike Tyson had it,
the gentleman who owned it,
I think he went to prison for fraud, right?
For fraud, yeah.
And then Mike Tyson, like, we probably should maybe just turn that into a motel.
Listen, at this point, it's probably fitting for a hotel.
Right, yeah. It's in Farmington, Connecticut, which is, I mean, if you live in a tri-state, that's not close to here, which is probably why he wasn't staying there. Like, he's in New York, he's in L.A.
Yeah.
It's like a two-hour drive.
Yeah, it's not far.
You've ever driven through Connecticut, it's like...
Yeah.
Bro, you're looking at trees for hours.
But I mean, 50 wasn't driving it. It was taking
helicopter, right?
Like, so, you know, it's just a different lifestyle. But, you know, that house is definitely like a white elephant, like you said. And that could be a lesson for anyone who's buying real estate.
Yeah.
Don't overimprove. Don't put too much money, because you never know how the neighborhood is going to change in the next couple of years. So if anybody going to learn anything from this, that's what we need to learn from it. Don't overimprove your property.
Shout out to 50.
Love what he's doing with Power.
Shout out to Power.
He got some new series.
That white elephant, I don't know if there's a white elephant. Like, is that just like one of those make-believe stories, though? Because I'm just thinking about it. What makes a white elephant harder to feed than a regular elephant?
No, because it's a rare. It's like this. No, it was rare. So it was like, it's like the unicorn theory. It's like, yo, do they eat the regular food? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was under that premise. Like, how do I treat this?
So an albino elephant doesn't eat regular
food? I don't know. I never had one. I'm like, my thing is, like, a white elephant doesn't even exist. It's a theoretical story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say it's not a real story.
No.
I thought it was like a real story.
No. That's like a unicorn. We've never seen a unicorn, but, like, how do you feed a unicorn?
Or Santa Claus.
We've
never seen Santa either.
Yeah.
Never came.
You thought, like, it was a proverb, like.
I thought it was a real story.
No.
Shout out to 50. Shout out to the white elephants in the world, man.
Word, shout out.
Like, remember in Greece? Did you post that?
What?
In Greece, where they have, like, Athens, what it looks like now. They had the Olympics in 2010.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah, the Olympics.
Have you seen it? Yeah. What it looks like now? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Completely run down.
Yeah.
They can't. It,
Waste of money.
Wasted money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to have this one event. Like, these things are way out. Same thing's going to happen in Rio. Like, some places should not have the Olympics.
They built the stadium in the rainforest.
Wow.
It's crazy.
In Rio.
Why? And when they try to have events, it was flooded. Yeah. The whole city flooded. Nobody can get to the events. It's like, all right, you spent $80 million to build this stadium, probably more. Now we have no use for it.
No use.
You can't even play. It's in the rainforest.
An abandoned stadium in the rainforest.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we'll have club teams come. But they can't, a club team's not going, some of these club teams can't put 100,000 people in there.
Nah.
They can't afford to go to the games. Nah, look at the environment you're building in.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Well, there you have it.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.